that rosemary in the bag and tied around my neck for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Need rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I gotta hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave to keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out of the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, for salad.
Herb man. And good afternoon, good afternoon. And welcome to another episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program designed to not only inform, but to also turn your life and health around. I'm Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host of To Your Health, and I'm here with my able assistant, Brother Frank Smith. How are you doing, Brother Frank?
I'm doing well, Doc. Excited again. We got a new series.
You know, we've been talking, Brother Frank, for the last five or six weeks about this dream that I have. I too have a dream. And it's a dream of us being healthy. And, you know, there are a number of impressive studies that have shown that lifestyle is the root of what ails us. Lifestyle. But the good news is that by changing our lifestyle, we can dramatically improve our health. And I do believe that we have the power. You know, most of the leading causes of death have been known for years now to have little to do with genetics. You know, maybe 10 to 20% risk. The major factor is our lifestyle. You know, studies have been done that show that when people migrate from a low risk area to a high risk country, the disease rate almost always changes to that of a new environment, showing that it's not genetics, it's environment. At least 70% of strokes, as well as colon cancer, over 80% of heart disease, coronary artery disease, and over 90% of diabetes can, Brother Frank, be avoided, all right? Can be avoided. And so it's time for us to stop blaming the genes. You know, my mama made me do it. and start focusing on the up to 90% plus of the diseases, the factors, the health things that are under our control. Because this, I believe, is the real solution to our health crisis. You know, if we adhere to some simple health lifestyle factors, which we're going to talk about over the next few weeks, They're often called the eight laws of health. And we're going to examine these and see if there's a way through them we can add years to our life and life to our years. Today, we're going to start off by focusing on exercise. Exercise, one of those eight laws of health. And exercise provides a wealth of benefits to both health and longevity. In other words, Brother Frank, you not only live longer, but you're healthy. Yes. You're able to do, you know, it affects the heart. It strengthens the heart. It improves the circulation. It lowers blood pressure. Thereby, it decreases the risk of heart attacks. It decreases the risk of strokes and all other cardiovascular disease. It even helps to improve our cholesterol. It raises the good, the HDL, and it lowers the bad, the LDL. Although, you know, I hate to call it bad because LDL is not bad. It's only a problem if it's out of proportion. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about temperance as one of the things. So if we're temperate, we need LDL cholesterol. It helps to get the toxins out of the body. Mm-hmm. It also lowers the triglycerides, the fats in the body. One of the major contributors to poor health is obesity. And we've talked about obesity a number of times. Exercise helps to burn up calories and thereby it helps to maintain a healthy weight. And if you're overweight, it helps to get you down. All right. Mm-hmm. And one of the real problems we have with the issue of weight is our thinking. We talked about how to change our thinking, but we got to change it about weight, you know?
Yes.
Because the clothing industry and probably the fast food industry too has done a number on us. They got us thinking that it's all right to be overweight, you know? Fabulously, but those euphemistic terms they have, you know, you full and fabulous, you know, it's clear that exercise helps to increase metabolism, burns up calories, and helps us to look better. You know, I have to argue with my patients until they lose the weight. Then once they lose the weight, they want to come and give me a tip, Brother Frank, because they didn't remember how good they used to look, you know. Yeah. And exercise has a very important role to play with our musculoskeletal system. When I left mm-hmm. surgery, as you recall, I started this program called Walk for Life, where I went in these senior buildings in Washington, D.C. And I started working with old, poor, and educated Black folks. And I was interested in heart disease and diabetes, kidney failure. They were interested in arthritis. Well, exercise helps to strengthen the muscles and the bones. It helps to decrease osteoporosis and fractures, and it helps to stretch and strengthen the ligaments, thereby decreasing the pain associated with arthritis. It also improves balance and coordination, which decreases the risk of falls. And especially in the elderly, falls are dangerous.
Yes.
They fall and they fracture the hip, among other things. And when they fracture that hip, it leads to death in many cases because they bleed because there's no way to stop the bleeding. Mm. And so they die. You know, I saw a patient last week, 93, and fallen and fractured a hip. Fortunately, she fell in the hospital. Oh. Unfortunately, she shouldn't have fallen in the hospital, but she did. Mm. But they were able to get her to surgery the next day and take care of the problem. And so she survived. And I told her daughter, you know, we're thankful because many of these people, when they fall like that, they don't recover. It reduces diseases. So therefore, it's effective in disease prevention. It lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by one, decreasing weight, and two, by increasing or improving what we call insulin sensitivity. Because the problem with diabetes is this thing called insulin resistance, where the insulin is there, it's actually there in overabundance. There's hyperinsulinemia, but yeah. It's resistant. The body's resistant to it. It can't work. You know, there's resistance at the cellular level. And exercise makes the insulin more sensitive, makes the body more sensitive to insulin so that the insulin can work, can get the sugar into the cell and so it can be utilized for energy and the things that we need it for. It decreases the risk of certain cancers, including colon cancer, which is number two, breast cancer, which is number three in women, and lung cancer, which is number one in both women and men. It also strengthens the immune system, all right, which helps to fight infections, but also strengthening the immune system helps to fight off cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer is an immune deficiency disease. Now, y'all gonna call and fuss at me about that, but go read. Cancer is an immune deficiency disease, and the thing that we're doing with our lifestyle is causing our immune system to be decreased and causing the cancers to increase. Exercise even improves your sleep, Brother Frank.
Mm.
Help you to fall asleep faster, sleep more soundly,
yeah,
and wake up feeling more rested. You know, I often ask patients, how do you feel when you wake up? I'm still tired. So exercise helps to decrease that. You know, it even has an effect on the mental and cognitive functions. It causes the release of endorphins, and endorphins is that mood boosting hormone. You know, and it increases that. It decreases the symptoms of depression and anxiety, and it leads to a feeling of self-esteem and confidence when you exercise. Yeah. And as I've mentioned on a number of occasions, when I was trying to decide if I should leave surgery and do holistic medicine, one of my friends said they put a group of people that in a program that he was on the board. They put these seniors in the nursing home. They put them on these leashes and they walked them. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, putting folk on leashes. But then he said, when they got about to 5 miles a day walking, their minds came back. Alzheimer's reversed. Wow. So cognitive function improves. One, because you're increasing the blood flow to the brain, all right? And by doing that, you're also decreasing those cholesterol plaques. We talked about that there's this thing called cardiogenic dementia, where you look at the vessels of the brain, it looks just like the vessels of the heart of someone who died of a heart attack. All this cholesterol filling those vessels, and what the exercise does, it helps to break that down and utilize that cholesterol in a positive way, especially when you're eating right too, so that your memory is improved, your attention is improved, and even the processing of things is increased. And so that's very, very good. So, you know, and of course, it decreases my number one cause of death, and that's stress, you know? And it decreases stress by producing an outlet for pent-up energy, and it promotes relaxation. And so exercise is a just an excellent way of improving one's health. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. We have a caller. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hello, is that me?
That's you.
Hi, Dr. Watkins and Frank. I love your show. I had a coughing spell while trying to sleep about a month ago that may have been caused by a bit of undigested food coming back up my throat. And then I tried to re-swallow it, and I think it might have gone down the wrong tube. And ever since this episode, anytime I do even a very small amount of walking, I experience shortness of breath and pressure and discomfort in my chest. So I was curious to see what you thought I should do.
Well, you may actually need to go see a pulmonologist.
Yeah.
They may have to go down and suck that out, especially if you weren't having any problems prior to that.
It may be aspiration.
I'm sorry?
Did you say it might be aspiration?
Yeah, you may have aspirated it down into the lungs, and they can do a scope, a little thin scope, and go down there, look and see it, and suck it out. You know. Normally, if you've coughed and you've done all the things that you know to do, you know, the Heimlich maneuver and so forth, and it didn't come up, then you definitely may need to do that. See a pulmonologist. I normally would not recommend that right off the bat, but if you have something down there that's stuck and it's affecting you that way, I think that's something that you at least want to consider.
Okay, and can I ask you a follow-up question?
Yes.
I would like to make an appointment with you as soon as possible for whatever diagnostic tests I need, including possibly your recommendation for a pulmonologist. And I wanted to ask you, how long is your current backlog for new patient appointments?
We probably can get you in next week or week after.
Oh, terrific.
You know, it's not, you know, we sometimes can make adjustments for cases like this. So, at the end of the show, Frank will give you the phone number.
Yeah.
Great. And you have a pulmonologist you could send me to?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your help.
You're more than welcome.
Great show.
Once again, the number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. We're talking today about things that we can do to add years to our life and life to our years. You know, it's important to really obtain total body fitness. You know,
yes.
We talked about weight control, you know, maintain a healthy diet. Exercise decreases the number one, two, and three killers: heart disease, cancer, and
it reduces it.
And COPD, pulmonary disease. You know, it burns up calories, so we lose that weight, improves circulation. Exercise is just, you know, it's just awesome, and we need to recognize the fact that it helps to improve so many things. It gives you that feeling of accomplishment and self-worth. I remember, you know, when I was trying to decide what exercise program I was going to do, you know, this walking, jogging kept coming up. And you know, I wanted to get out and play ball, right? you know, the court. But I realized that in terms of time and so forth, that wasn't the most efficient way for me to exercise. Yeah. And so I started going to the track. And one day I was running around the track, and the sun sort of shone over my shoulder and cast my shadow on the ground. And I saw myself running, you know, and my mind went back to the days of yesteryear, you know, and I just held my head up high and just rolled, because it really felt good that I was out there doing something to improve. You know, I worked hard to help others. This I was doing for myself, you know.
Yes.
So we talked about it helped the mental state. It even improves sexual performance, brother. Brothers and sisters, you know. And so exercise is tremendous, and we need to make sure that we're getting plenty of it. You know, once again, the number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
The program before you mentioned the health benefits of peanuts, but they also spoke about alpha toxin. I'm not sure how the alpha toxin is common in peanuts, and how would I know it's in the peanut? Thank you.
So peanuts is one of the, because they often sit in these warehouses, these dark warehouses for years, these toxins build up. One of the things that I would encourage, especially for the raw peanuts, is that you use a little what we call food grade hydrogen peroxide. Put some in and some distilled water in a small basin, and put a dropper full or two of food grade hydrogen peroxide, 35%, and I put those nuts in there and let them sit for about 15-20 minutes, and it'll kill the mold that's on these nuts that produce the toxin. So I think that's something that you certainly could do to do it, to get rid of it. Once again, number is 202-588-0893. We're talking about exercise. We're talking about, you know, what kind of exercise we should do, how often, how much, all these guidelines we need to look at when it comes to exercise, you know, because it's such an important thing that we do. You know, there are basically three major types of exercise. You have the stretching, which I used to never do, Brother Frank. I used to never stretch, and later it caught up with me. I had to start doing it. But stretching, aerobic, and aerobic is continuous. You know, basketball, as much as I love it, is not considered aerobic. Jogging, walking, bicycling, these are aerobic because they're continuous kinds of thing. And then, of course, strengthening exercises, weights, resistance kinds of things, pull-ups, sit-ups, those kind of things are resistant or strengthening exercises.
You need all three.
You need all three. You need all three. And you know, they each serve a purpose. You know, like I said, I didn't do the stretching, and later I found out that that's something I should do, you know. And so I started stretching, and it makes a difference. Now, you know, for my patients, I tell them I want them to exercise 90 minutes a day for 90 days. And then after that, 60 minutes a day. You know, research shows that even 20 minutes a day can extend your life. But if you double that, from 20 to 40 minutes, it goes from a 7% increase in life expectancy to a 14% increase in life expectancy. And then if you go up to 80, 90 minutes a day, it really gets it up there. And the research says there's not been a lot of studies of greater than 90 minutes, but I'm sure that if they did, greater than 90 minutes would also show a benefit. So, you know, you can significantly increase your life expectancy by increasing your exercise, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to do a minimum of 30 to 40 minutes, you know, but I tell my patients, I never want you to get tired, all right? And so if you're out of shape, you don't start out 30, 40 minutes. You exercise until you start to get tired. That means when you got to take a deep breath, you know, you're starting to get tired. So you stop and you rest. And if you stop soon enough, then generally you only have to rest for 3 to 5 minutes. And then you can do it again until you start to get tired. Stop. Rest. And then do it a third time until you start to get tired, and then you quit and you go home and you come back later that day or the next day and you repeat it. See, because if you exercise till exhaustion, then number one, you ain't gonna wanna get out there again, you know, and your recovery time will be too long, you know. And so it's important that you be disciplined in what you do. And you need to do it at least 4 to 5 times a week, you know, at least 4 to 5 times a week. And I believe that walking is in fact the best exercise, you know, because it helps with the heart. It helps with obesity. It helps with diabetes. Like if you come to me as a patient, I'm going to take your blood pressure, but I'm also going to take your pulse. All right. Your pulse. And as I monitor you, I want to know not just your blood pressure. I also want to know your pulse, because as you get in better shape, the heart rate will actually slow down, Brother Frank.
Yes. Mine is 53.
All right. Now it shows that you're in excellent shape. Mm. All right. See, now when you started out, it probably wasn't nowhere near 53. But as you continue, there's something called ejection fraction. That's the percentage of blood that's pushed out with each beat, you know, to take care of the needs of the body, all right? You need so much blood. And if it can get it in a few beats, it'll do that. But if it needs a whole bunch of beats, it'll beat faster to get adequate blood to your brain and other vital organs, all right? But as you get in better shape, the ejection fraction increases so that the heart rate can decrease and you can get the same amount of blood. It's just like if you have a water in a the sink is stopped up and you're trying to get the water out. You can use a teaspoon and you have to do a whole bunch of things, or you can use a big cup, or you can get a pot and try to get the water out. Each stroke, ejection fraction, and that will increase. And of course, we talked about we need to do the resistance training too, you know. And so in terms of heart rate, there's something called the maximal heart rate, and you get that from the formula 220 minus the age, all right, times 80% or 0.8, all right, and that gives you your maximal heart rate. And of course, the older you get, the lower that number gets, All right. So you don't want to get your heart rate up to what you did when you were a teenager, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So but generally there's a range. And like if you are 60 years old, that's 60 minus 220, that's 160, and you get 80% of that, and that gives you 128. But you want to go between 60 and 80%, and so you want to go between 96 and 128. You know, so that's your heart rate, and you can do it for whatever age, you know, and the better shape you're in, the closer you can get to that maximum 80%. Now, some people recommend that you do a exercise where, say, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you may do stretching, aerobics, and then on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, you can do the stretching and the weights, resistance, calisthenics, those kind of things. You know, however you choose to set it up, they say that you shouldn't try to do resistance every day. So you should do it 2-3 times a week. And if you want to get that aerobic in, you may have to some days do some resistance anaerobic the same day. But as you get in better shape, you're able to do more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Rome was not built in a day.
That's right.
But it was built. And so you especially if you have not exercised in a long time, you want to talk to your doctor, and you want to get to someone who is competent in exercise physiology, you know. So your doctor, if he doesn't know, he can send you to a cardiologist or exercise physiologist. You may want to get with a trainer who's experienced, and they can help you to get into a good program. You want to find something that you love doing, because then you're more likely to keep doing it, you know. And I encourage people to get a partner. And the partner doesn't even have to be in the same place, you know, with these phones and electronics. We can communicate across the sea. And so, you know, if y'all in a reasonable time zone, you know, you can both be out there exercising and communicating by phone, you know. But no two programs are going to be alike. But it's important that you do something, you know, that you do something. And you want to start out slow, you know. Start out slow and then build up. You know, like I said, I never want you to get tired. You want to get a pedometer. And even though I like to focus on time, you also want to have an idea of how far you're walking. So a pedometer or you know, your smartphone or your smartwatch or your smartphone and smartwatch will help to keep up with the time and so forth.
Yeah.
And remember that walking is really one of the best exercises that you can do. So I like to hear from someone who started a walking program or exercise program and just share with us the benefits that you saw. Also, you can share, was there some challenges to getting a program started? Because, you know, one of the things that I've observed is that it's actually easier to start a diet program, as hard as that may seem, than it is to start a consistent exercise program, Brother Frank. You know, I remember one time I was getting ready to speak to this large group of church ministers, and I was trying to think about what I was going to say, and I was down, riding down by the tidal basin, and I saw these folk out there jogging, and most of them didn't look like us. And then pretty soon, somebody came, one of us came along on a bike, and then a whole lot of joggers that didn't look like us. And then somebody else came on a bike. And so when I got home, I called my friend, Junebug, Dr. Lewis Porter. I mentioned he's the first person to ever get a PhD in psychology from Howard. Mm-hmm. He went to school on his PhD was in exercise physiology. I mean, in psychophysiology. But he went to college on a track scholarship, and I knew he knew a lot about it. So I called him up. I said, "Has there been any studies on how many African Americans actually exercise on a regular basis?" And because I said, it appears to me that the numbers are not nearly as high as with our Caucasian counterparts. Even in a city at the time was well over 50% Black, you know, folks are 70% Black, you know, and he said, "No, I'm not aware of it, but many exercise when they're young, but when they get older, because of their work schedules and so forth, they don't exercise as much." And so we have to look at ways to get it in our schedule, you know. And I believe if we really give it significant thought and recognize how important it is, then we'll do so. So if you've had a positive experience or a negative experience, you know, with getting started and maintaining an exercise program, give us a call, 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Or if you just have a question, you can give us a call. One of the things that you need to remember is that you got to drink, and you want to drink water or some electrolyte balanced solution, and it's best to use the natural ones as opposed to the artificial ones, and you want to schedule it into your day. You know, you want to schedule it into your day. It's very difficult sometimes when you're very busy, you got a lot on your plate, to schedule it in, you know, but you got to do so, you know, and you got to tell all your friends and relatives what you're going to do.
Commit,
you know, and so they, and you tell the ones that's going to encourage you. You don't tell those ones that's going to be discouraging, you know, but the ones that's going to encourage you, you share with them, you know, and you know, make sure you get the proper attire, you know, the right shoes, especially the right kind of exercise clothing. You want to exercise in an appropriate way. You may want to read some materials on exercise. You may want to go to YouTube, you know, we have a vast library there, and start looking at exercise for beginners or for people who are out of shape, whatever, however you want to put it, you know, but you want to get some information, you know. you may want to, as you're exercising, listen to some music.
Yes. All right? Or a book.
You know, or a book.
Mm-hmm.
While you're exercising. That sort of takes your mind off of it, and it helps you to relax and really, and pretty soon you say, oh, I didn't know I could walk this far, you know, because a lot of the reason we aren't able to do is because of negative thinking.
Yes.
Negative thinking, negative self-talk. And we have to do that. You need to pray, you know, and you need to take it one day at a time. But then never, ever, 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 ever give up. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Dr. Watkins, Brother Frank.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Barry.
Hey, yes, Barry.
You know, I've been preaching. I guess I'm one of your disciples. I had to go out of town this week, and so I was forced to go to restaurants that I was unfamiliar with. But yet and still, I was able to order, four vegetables that I could eat for my entree.
Right.
And so one of my good friends I was visiting said to me, said, you're still continuing with that vegetarian deal, huh? I said, yeah. I said, because of the beneficial effects that it affords me to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And
right
I said, you should try it too. You know, I'm a former athlete, and so was he, and seems like we're falling apart in our 60s now, just literally falling apart. And I told him, I said, well, you got to invest in me time. And he said, well, what do you mean by that? I said, carve out some point of the day where you invest in you, be it exercise of some sort, mind relaxation, walking to think about things as you walk. That's your personal time, because you give time to everybody else. But what about your me time?
That's right.
And he said, you know, I never thought about it like that. And so my me time is my exercise time. That's when I'm walking. That's when I'm thinking. That's when I'm praying. And I'm thanking God for feeling better now in my 60s than I did in my 40s.
All right now.
And that's what we have to invest in. Me time. Me time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, one of the advantages of thinking while you're walking is that walking increases blood flow to the brain.
Yes, sir.
You get more oxygen.
So you think better.
So it's all about having me time. Take time out to walk and talk and pray with God.
All right, man. Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you, Barry.
I'm telling you.
Keep it up.
Thank you. I owe it all to you.
All right, now.
Better to spend that me time and feeling better than to spend that time going to the back and forth to the pharmacy and to the doctor and feeling bad, you know.
I'm telling you. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to the phone. Jeff Caller, you on the line.
Yes, Dr. Watkins and Brother Frank. My name is Ron. It's good to hear you. I was just thinking that started back up. I had to go to physical therapy because of my back, and a lot of the back problems is because of the core. So I'm working, doing physical therapy, doing the bike, and doing the other things. And so I was the other day, the lady, she was telling me to count. And so I was supposed to have been on 15. I went up to 18 real quick, and she looked at me, you know, she said, go back to 15. I was cheating. So my son said, why the hell you go to the physical therapist and you're going to cheat? I was trying to get to the finish line quick, but I noticed that just working out in these last couple of weeks in therapy on the bike, and we have a one step here at the house, and just doing the stretches and all that kind of stuff, I noticed bending down and all that kind of stuff is easy, and I'm feeling better.
Yes.
And I'm not going to do a lot of talking to other people about, you know, exercise and about what to eat, because I used to do a lot of that. I used to perform, you know, we used to open up for Dr. Sebe when he was here and a lot of different people, Brother Bay. And one day, I was talking to my family about stop eating pork, you know, stop eating pork. And then one day I had a relapse and I ate a couple of fried pork chops over my cousin's house. And before I could digest them good, she had called everybody from New York, Virginia, and said, he is right now eating pork chops and some pinto beans with some ham hocks in it.
Yeah. That's what they do.
So now I don't do that anymore. Even though I'm not eating that stuff, but I don't do it. But I wanted to ask you one question. I'm trying to get a juicer. I have one of those bullets, but I've been looking at the cold press juicers with the masticator on it. And those things are somewhat expensive, but it's not expensive to spend all that money going to the doctors and having surgery. So I just wanted to ask do you have any good sources?
When I bought the latest juicer that we have, it was $1,200, man. And I said, man, that's a lot of money spent on a juicer. And then I thought about, well, I spent over $2,000 several times on my car. You know, if I put that kind of investment in my car, what would I put in myself? Although now, to be honest, I'm recommending that people really look at smoothies even more so than juicing because of the fiber. I'm going to do a show on that in the near future. Smoothies, and for that I recommend a Vitamix.
Yeah.
And you can get a Vitamix at a very reasonable price. You can even get what they call a refurbished Vitamix. They used to be, I haven't checked with them lately, $300, you know, but and they give you a long warranty, at least 5 years. Whereas that bullet, it's a year warranty, if that long, you know.
So can you put your vegetables and stuff in a Vitamix?
Oh yeah, you can do all kinds of stuff. You can make soups and smoothies and oh man, all kinds of.
So it'll break down kale and carrots and celery and all that.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking to
the Vitamix too.
Yeah, look into that. And if you can't get the number, call me and I'll give it to you.
All right. And one other thing I want to ask you, I'm going to shut up. You always talk about beans, and I love beans. But you never give a good recipe for your beans. You just say, cook beans. But I wanted to hear a good recipe. I don't put meat in my beans, but I want to know what you put in your beans. Give us a recipe one day.
I'll do that. When we talk about food, I'll make sure I have some bean recipes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Mine is very simple, but I'll come up with some bean recipes.
Yeah, the spices you love.
Thank you.
Spices you love.
Thank you.
That's what I do. I put the spices I love on there, and I mix it with my rice, my rice and beans. But I'll come up with some specifics. You know, that's what I had to do for smoothies. Because my wife always get on me about smoothie recipes, and I would never write them down. But then I took the time to write them down, and it makes a difference. All right.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Watkins and Brother Frank. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right. So there's a special program that I want to mention as we close, and I know it's almost that time, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
There's an exercise program called Sprint 8. Now, for those people whose schedules are really tight and they can't find 90 minutes right now, I recommend Sprint 8. And what it is, it's a program where it increases the intensity of your exercise program. You start out by walking. You walk like 3 minutes, and then you sprint or jog. If you're out of shape, you jog for 30 seconds, and then you walk for a minute and a half, and then you jog for 30 seconds and walk for a minute and a half, and do that 8 times, and then at the end, walk for 2 minutes. And what it does, it speeds up weight loss and diabetes control. It helps to control cholesterol and clean up the plaques in the arteries and get you in shape. A lot of athletes, Olympic style athletes, use Sprint 8 as a method. This guy, Dr. Campbell, was one of the ones who I was first familiar with using that with his athletes. So it's an excellent program, but slowly get into it. If you can't do 8, do 2, and then do 4, and build up. Rome was not built in a day, but Frank, it was built. Signing off. You're muted, Brother Frank.
Thank you, Doc, for the wealth of information. We so appreciate it. Thank you, Cody and Mike and all of our engineers, Mayuki Williams, and the best to you, Katia, during your surgery. And we thank Ola Dari and Maccabee for your music contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW, Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is the African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. Listen to Garland Nixon, News Views at 6. And definitely Joni Eisenberg with Tahil DC at 10 o'clock on Mondays, AM. Listen in for next week for more tips on to add life to your years and years to your life. Them I wonder where me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish nor no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder where me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. How when me eat, them I wonder where me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish nor no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder where me eat. You want hear what me eat? Yo, I eat calado, aki, sweet potato, yam, banana, and tomato, cabbage, spinach, avocado, chocho, butter, bean, and cocoa, courgette, millet, plantain, rice, and peas, and pumpkin, mango, dates, and guava, chickpeas, and cassava, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower.
Hello, WPFW. Festival season is here, and on April 6th, noon until 7:30 p.m., Words, Beats, and Life kicks it off with the Jazz and Blossoms Park Jam. Family-friendly activities, art activations, food truck vendors, and performances will all happen in Franklin Park. Details at wblinc.org/WBLFest.
Please join the WPFW family as we celebrate the life and legacy of our friend and colleague Larry Applebaum, longtime host of The Sound of Surprise, who joined the Ancestors on February 21st. Join us this Sunday, March 23rd, at Westminster Presbyterian Church, beginning at 2 p.m., as we gather to remember Larry and his more than 40 years of service to WPFW, his long career at the Library of Congress, and his many contributions to the jazz world at large. Paul Carr and friends will be on hand to provide the music. Again, that's this Sunday, March 23rd, beginning at 2 p.m. at Westminster Presbyterian Church, 400 I Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C. For more information, go to WPFWFM.org. We hope to see you there.
Hey, this is Alvin Nedab, your host of Music Memories, and my co-host,
Deborah Nedab.
And guess what, Deborah?
What?
We're moving.
We're moving?
That's right. We're moving from Mondays, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. to Saturdays, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. starting next Saturday, March 22nd. And Deborah, guess what?
What?
We're going to still continue to play the best old school music of all time. So We just want you to be there. 89.3.
Wondering how to get WPFW swag in your life? Items that say, I support jazz and justice without saying a word. We've got you covered. Details and browsing at WPFWFM.org. Again, that's WPFWFM.org.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. Over the weekend, the Trump administration removed hundreds of alleged gang members from the United States to a prison in El Salvador. The administration has defended their decision to deport these individuals. However, the decision is viewed by some as controversial because the migrants are being deported to El Salvador rather than their native country of Venezuela, and the alleged gang members have not yet been convicted of any crime and are being deported without any sort of due process. The latter falls under the fact that President Trump invoked the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to have more than 100 of these Venezuelan natives deported from the U.S. The Alien Enemies Act of 1798 is a wartime authority that allows the president to detain or deport the natives and citizens of an enemy nation, targeting them without a hearing and based only on their country of birth or citizenship. One legal analyst also notes that Trump and his administration may have violated a court ruling by carrying out these deportations, since a federal judge had temporarily blocked them in order to consider the implications of doing so. The judge has scheduled a hearing for this evening to discuss the matter. Nearly 1,500 storms occurred across the country from Friday to Sunday, uprooting trees, tearing apart homes and businesses, knocking down power lines, and worst of all, taking several lives. At least 42 people are reported to have died. Deaths were reported in the following states: Kansas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas, Alabama, and Missouri. The strongest confirmed twister was reported in Jackson County, Arkansas, having 190 miles per hour winds. The twister was also categorized as an EF4. EF is a scale that rates tornado intensity based on the severity of the damage they cause. EF5 is the highest number on that scale. In addition to tornadoes, deadly damage was also caused by a dust storm and wildfires. Today, 42 million people are under fire alerts across the Great Plains and the Florida Peninsula. As a result of the storms and fires, more than 120,000 customers were still without power as of this morning, but power is being slowly restored across the country. Meanwhile, 8 million people in the western United States are under winter storm watches and warnings, although the storm's impact will be less severe than this past weekend. To your local news, in New York, new rules are going into effect next month to help city officials crack down on ghost cars, which have fake or obscured license plates to avoid enforcement. According to the Department of Transportation officials, the new city rules that will apply to standing and parked vehicles include: cameras must be able to capture and read license plates, meaning they cannot be distorted by coatings or materials that distort or reflect light. License plates must be securely fastened and readable without plastic or glass covers. New York plates must be 12 to 48 inches from the ground. Fake or altered plates are prohibited. These new rules will take effect on April 16th. To the D.C. area, Mayor Muriel Bowser is holding a press conference this afternoon to discuss next steps after the U.S. Senate passed a bill that would restore more than $1 billion to the city's budget. That money was cut in the federal spending bill that Congress had to approve in order to avoid a government shutdown. The cuts to D.C.'s budget would lead to tens of millions of dollars being taken from key public safety and education services, including almost $4 million from D.C.'s Office of United Communications, which runs the 911 call center. Although the legislation passed the Senate, it's